Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and yes, it is Wednesday, which means it's time for sports with Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hello, Bill.
Hey, Meghna.
All right, so let's start with the Celtics. And what is this with the Isaiah Thomas, Kyrie Irving trade perhaps not happening because of Thomas's physical?
It's going to happen because Kyrie Irving doesn't want to be a Cleveland Cavalier, and so the Cleveland Cavaliers don't want to have him back. And Thomas would have a hard time returning to the Celtics after the Celtics have made it so obvious that they're willing to trade him for Kyrie Irving. There's some question about some of the details, but I think despite the fact that Cleveland has temporarily balked because of Thomas's hip, that this
right.
will happen.
Okay, so is there any need for the Celtics to sweeten the deal even more for the Cavs?
Or I hope they won't. They're already giving up a high draft pick and several very good players whom Cleveland is certain to find useful. So I hope they won't. I hope that this won't involve giving up anything else.
Okay, and we have tomorrow night as the deadline, or tomorrow morning,
tomorrow morning,
the deadline. But you're confident it's going to go through?
Well, as confident as I can be.
As your crystal ball.
Somebody reading the newspaper and taking notes, yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I will revel in your confidence, and let's move on to the Pats then, because since we're on the topic of injuries, on Saturday the Pats announced that Julian Edelman is going to miss the entire season because of a torn ACL. I feel his pain. I'm one of the ACL clan as well.
Yeah, me too.
The thing is he got this during a preseason game. It makes you wonder why we even have preseason games.
Well, I think we should look at the upside of this. Julian Edelman will not be hit in the head this season.
Oh.
That's good, right?
That is good.
Yeah.
And you can recover from an ACL injury.
Absolutely.
But let me ask you, though. I mean, I think I have heard people grousing about if you're going to lose a star player for an entire season because he played in a preseason game that doesn't even count for anything, what is the point of the preseason games?
Well, I suppose the point is to give coaches an opportunity to see what players can do if they're not already absolutely certain how those players fit into their scheme. And Bill Belichick says that that's what he uses preseason games for, and I'm sure he's not at all unusual in that respect. I do feel bad for a player. It does seem somehow worse to get injured in a game that doesn't count.
Yeah.
I'm sure the injury is the injury, but it does somehow, you're right, feel worse.
Okay, all right. So let's move on from that then. Julian Edelman, by the way, we wish you a speedy recovery. And I'm sure with the caliber of medical care he's going to get, it'll be no problem at all. So this is the thing I really wanted to talk to you about, Bill.
I had a feeling there was a certain...
Boxing, your favorite, not favorite sport? Okay, I just want to say the whole nation stopped in its tracks for the Mayweather-McGregor fight. And I'm going to get a lot of hate from haters out there, I know. But I'm just going to put my arm up and my hand up and say, I don't think this fight should have happened. I was rather disgusted by it, and I don't think America needed it.
Well, I'm with you on that.
Vociferous disagreement.
I got a phone call on Saturday during dinner, as a matter of fact, from a friend of mine who said, should I pay $99.99 to watch this on pay-per-view? And I said, I wouldn't watch it if you paid me $99.99.
Oh my God.
Because I had been convinced several weeks ago by a friend of mine who knows a great deal about boxing that this would not be a legitimate contest.
Well, because one of them isn't even a boxer.
One of them had never boxed before, and the other one has made a career of staying away from anybody who could possibly hurt him, either by refusing to fight that person or by refusing to fight that person until the person had grown old and slow.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no reason to think that Mayweather was going to change his strategy in terms of not being willing to come into the ring against somebody who could actually do him damage.
Yeah, I mean, and look, Mayweather comes out pretty well, $100 million from this fight, this quote, air quotes,
yes, although
fight,
I understand
and McGregor
that,
30
yes,
million?
Yes, I understand that the IRS was on his heels for some of fair chunk of that change.
You know, my biggest problem with this fight, and maybe I shouldn't be bringing politics into the boxing ring, but I just don't feel like America needed to see the spectacle of a black man and a white man punching the lights out of each other right now.
Well, yeah, you're right.
For entertainment.
Absolutely. Although that is completely consistent with the history of boxing. and has been for a very long time. You can go all the way back to Jack Johnson, and certainly to Joe Louis and Max Schmeling, although in that case there were other political considerations involved as well. So in that respect, I suppose it's no better and no worse than the history of a slimy sport over many hideous years and decades. But the upside, I suppose, is, boy, they both got their money. And you know,
and people got 10 rounds of entertainment.
Well, I don't know. It brings up a really interesting point to me, because people have saying this is fraudulent. And to some extent, of course, it is fraudulent, because as you accurately pointed out, one of the guys had never boxed before and he's in there with boxing gloves and a boxing ring. But are you defrauded if you don't think you were defrauded?
Oh.
If you walk away from a spectacle, which a lot of people say, well, that was a joke, that was a fraudulent enterprise, but you were entertained and you don't feel defrauded, then were you defrauded? It's kind
of... You're asking about boxing and not politics right now?
Well, you've picked up the beat marvelously well. I can see why we have this job.
I think we need to bring this conversation to a close before we both get in trouble.
It's an existential question upon which to end the discussion. It's kind of interesting, don't you think?
Bill Littlefield brings existentialism and sports together every week at NPR's Only a Game, which airs right here on BUR Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Bill, thank you.
It was a great pleasure. Thank you, Meghna.